Aaron Judge tied Roger Maris's American League record of 61 home runs in a season as a tie-breaking two-run drive for the Yankees in the seventh inning against Toronto last night. The 30-year-old slugger drove a 94.5-mile belt-high sinker with a full count over the left field fence at Rogers Center. Now, the 117.4-mile drive took just 3.8 seconds to land 394 feet from the plate, putting the Yankees up 5-3. Judge watched the ball clank off of the front of the stands just below two fans who had reached over a railing. The Yankees would go on to a 9-3 victory. Aaron Nola surrendered Christopher Morel's three-run home run in the fifth inning, and the Philadelphia Phillies lost 4-2 to the Cubs. Philadelphia dropped its third straight game. The Phillies are trying to hold off Milwaukee for the third NL wild card and earn their first playoff appearance since 2011. Brandon Woodruff struck out 10 over 6 scoreless innings, and Devin Williams delivered 4 big outs late to boost the Milwaukee Brewers' playoff hopes with a 5-1 victory over the Cardinals. The victory, Milwaukee's first since last Saturday at Cincinnati, combined with Philadelphia's loss to the Cubs in Chicago, moved the Brewers within a half game of Philadelphia for the third and final NL wildcard spot with 7 games to play. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 4-3. Washington edged Atlanta 3-2. Mets knocked off Miami by a final of 5-4. In the American League, Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 2-1. It was Detroit over Kansas City 2-1. Boston knocked off Baltimore 3-1. Yankees defeated Toronto again 8-3. And Minnesota doubled up the White Sox 8-4. In interleague play, it was Arizona over Houston 5-2. Major League Baseball's postseason is a little more heft this year. The playoffs are rapidly approaching with the final regular season game set for October 5th. The postseason begins 2 days later with a field of 12 teams, up from 10 last year. The playoff includes a best-of-three format for the opening wildcard round. Now, the three games will be played scheduled on consecutive days from October 7th to October 9th at the higher seeds field. The first team that gets 2 wins will advance. After that, the playoffs will be business as usual. The division series will be the best of five, while the League Championship Series and World Series will be the best of 7. The administrators who have been given the task of expanding the college football playoff from 4 to 12 left their latest in-person meeting outside of Chicago with the biggest question unanswered: how soon. The CFP Management Committee is scheduled to convene again October 20th in Dallas. Now, the members do expect to get some work done before then by video conference, but whether the logistical hurdles can be cleared to implement a new format as soon as 2024 is unclear. The playoff will be definitely expanded by 2026, but the Management Committee has been tasked with trying to flip the format for the 2024 and 2025 seasons. For a few ranked teams, the first month of the season was all about home sweet home. Number 4, Michigan. Number 9, Oklahoma State. Number 15, Washington will play their first road games of the season this weekend. The Cowboys have a big one against Big 12 rival and number 16, Baylor. The Wolverines and Huskies face unranked but potentially formidable conference foes. And this year's first road trips, Michigan goes to Iowa while Washington faces UCLA. The first road test are among this week's 5 most intriguing games. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says veteran Brian Hoyer will start if Mac Jones is unable to play in their matchup with Green Bay on Sunday. Belichick says Jones has made progress on the left ankle injury that he sustained in New England's loss to Baltimore last week, but Jones was not present during the portion of practice open to reporters yesterday. Local sports schedule for you today. Kemper volleyball team going to be hosting Lewis Central. Knights looking to take complete control of the conference race. Both them and Lewis Central right now undefeated in the conference, so the winner will be alone at the top of the conference. That'll get underway out at Kemper around 7 o'clock, 7:30 tonight. Elsewhere in volleyball, ESAC hosts Sioux Central, and at Coon Rapids Baird goes to Bouyer Valley. Our broadcast games will be Ike Manning at AHST of Okawalnan. I'll have that one for you on 93.7 KKRL. Varsity should be sometime between 7 o'clock and 7:30, while South Central Calhoun goes to Manson Northwest Webster with Tyler Bruner on Kick 106.7. Also should get underway sometime between 7 o'clock and 7:30. In cross country, Audubon, Coon Rapids Baird, South Central Calhoun and ESAC will run down at the ICAM Manning invite at the M&M Golf Course. St. Anthony Regional Hospital encourages local athletes to play it safe. Let the experts at St. Anthony Rehabilitation Services provide a free evaluation of sports injuries and offer advice on athletic training and injury prevention. Congratulations to this week's Student Athletes of the Week from the Kemper Knights, Will Healy and Casey Peter, and from the Carroll Tigers, Jack White and Amelia Holt. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.